Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Gary Dixon, West Seneca supervisor and Republican candidate for the special election in NY26, is joining us now on the WBEN TroCare College Liveline. The election is coming up April 30th. Early voting starts on Saturday. Gary, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. It's incredible how quickly this has come up. Early voting starts Saturday. It's time to make a decision.
How is the campaign going? I mean, we're kind of entering the final stretch here for the special.
Oh, I think it's going pretty well. There's a lot of energy behind my campaign. We're obviously being vastly outspent, but I think we have an excellent chance because we have I have a message that I think resonates with pretty much everybody, regardless of party.
How has it been getting the message out there? You know, we've seen your opponent in the special election, Tim Kennedy. There's plenty of mailers, flyers on TV, things like that. And, you know, quite frankly, haven't seen that much with your name on it in the mail or on TV. How would you say things are going, and how have you been able to kind of keep up with somebody who's, even though this special election was only recently called, who's really been in this race for a while?
Well, yeah, there are certainly legal issues with some of his spending last year. But I would say that, social media has been big for us. A lot of coordination with our local Republican committees and conservative committees, getting out and talking to the public. I have done mailers. We're going to be starting some other things soon. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that, in elections, people don't really start paying attention till it's time to make a decision. So it's not too late at all to start getting the name out even more. And there's simply, reality. I mean, we understand that he has an ability to raise money, which is actually, there's hardly anybody in the state who can raise as much money as him. And it's just, it's just reality that we have to face, and we do our best.
You admitted that you're being vastly outspent. Are you kind of fending for yourself? Is the Republican Party helping you?
No, not at all. The Republican Party is helping a lot, and the Conservative Party. We receive money from the state party, and as well as a lot of support from, as I said, the local committees. So I don't really have any complaints in that area. Plus, they're helping me run the campaign. So I don't have any real complaints in that area. It's really just about, it's about the power of incumbency. He's been in office a long time, has lots of contacts. It's curious, because I understand how difficult it is to raise money. It's curious how many people who, will give him, 6,000, 7,000, 10,000. I mean, it's, you have to wonder.
Is it a challenge getting in people's minds the idea of voting in April for a congressional seat? It is always strange when you have this special election. Everybody's talking about the November election, but here you are, fighting one that's happening right now.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Nobody's expecting it. So the biggest challenge is getting out, a big challenge is getting out and letting people know that the special is April 30th. Early voting starts on Saturday. But as I said earlier, my message, which is a message of, we need to focus on safe streets, controlling the borders, fiscal sanity and a good education for all kids, no matter where they live. That's something that really everybody can support. Everybody's behind that. And I think it's a message that resonates. It's certainly a message that allowed me as a Republican to be elected twice in West Seneca, and in fact have the entire town board now be a Republican because of how good we've been managing the town. I think that can, you know, we can take that and fight that fight for those values in Congress.
Well, turnout is everything in a special election. How are you planning to get the vote out?
Well, it's getting vote out with a variety of techniques. You know, there's mail. You know, it doesn't have to be 10 mailers to let someone know there's an election. There's texting, there's radio, and there's word of mouth. Getting out, you know, it's incredible how many people are very enthusiastic about the race, about my race. In fact, I even received a few what I would call nice threats, meaning that they say, you better win. So we'll see. We'll see. You know, we give it a shot. And I think we have a decent chance.
If you do not win in the special election, are you also running in the general election in November?
Well, you know, we're focused on the special election right now. So obviously, if I win, obviously I am. If I don't win, then we just have to look at the, you know, at how the vote came. What else is the, you know, what are the issues? And we'll have to make that decision afterwards. So it's something that I would, I certainly intend to, but, you know, we'll have to see after the special. And I, as I said, I'm focused on winning the special, and what comes after is we'll deal with that when the appropriate time comes.
There's a debate coming up next week. First chance for you and Senator Kennedy to go head to head. What are you expecting there?
Well, I'm expecting that we'll see a stark difference between me, somebody who's spent most of his life in service, both in the military and in law enforcement. And then him, a career politician who, you know, I think has some major vulnerabilities. And, you know, we hope to bring them out at that time.
Basically gave a farewell speech on the state Senate floor just a couple of days ago. Does that fuel your campaign at all?
Well, I mean, he's leaving no matter what, right? If he wins, he's leaving. If he loses, he's leaving because he's not running for that seat. So he's definitely... You know, it's appropriate to say farewell. You know, I'm not really paying that much attention to what he's doing. I certainly didn't pay attention to that. You know, I'm just focused on winning the election and bringing change to the representation in the district. You know, he just promises, you know, the same old. There's really nothing any different. He's basically in his ads, he's promising to continue the dysfunction that we see in Congress. That's the reason that Brian Higgins left, and he's just promising to do more of it. So I have a feeling that the public is sick and tired of that, and they actually would like to see a Congress, or at least a congressman, who's working towards actually solving real problems.
Well, Gary, thanks for joining us this morning. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you very much.
Gary Dixon, Republican candidate in the special election for NY26. We did invite State Senator Tim Kennedy to join us this morning as well, but we have not heard back from him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.